Can I ask you a question? When did you invite me to the East Portland communities? Because I've been there many times, and I don't recall receiving an invitation. I'd be happy
Michael
to go.
Cox again. And I spent literally hours having coffee together before you were elected, after you were elected. You know, I got a large union to endorse you, and it's not easy to get in touch with you personally. So via Michael Cox, I'm sending pictures, descriptions. I mean, now
well, we have many conversations in this council chamber, and I don't believe you've ever asked me. I'm more than happy to do it.
I've been down here several times. The same subject comes up and where it's at. So if you wanted to help, and actually it was from a group that was testifying, a group of women that they had, it was about 102nd
and Gleason. Craig, I think what he's signaling to you is that if you extend that invitation again, he'll accept it.
I'd be happy to do it, and I will also, you made a
compelling argument, so I would move forward.
I will also bring somebody from the Joint Office of Homeless Services, because I know that they have been in touch with
you
people.
You tell me what kind of coffee you drink,
basis.
And I'll get it from Starbucks and have it
stronger
ready for
the
you there. At
I, stronger
Craig,
the
can
better.
I
prefer gas station coffee, but stronger the better.
Craig, yeah, okay.
Craig can
you.
I also just respond?
So how can I be in touch with you, Ted?
Where did Mustafa go? Just leave me your contact information.
Well,
Mustafa,
you know,
right
that
there.
Email thing, you've told me that before. And
listen, I have 640,000 constituents.
Understood.
And I'm telling you right here in public, I will come out and I will meet with you. You come here on a regular basis. You raise this issue. I tell you what we do. I'm going to go out there. And I'm going to show you what we do. And I will bring the people who actually do the work with me. And
great.
Then we can have a conversation, and hopefully it'll be a very positive,
because,
very productive one.
So, okay. Mayor, appreciate it. So just
and
one other thing.
There's Mustafa right there.
One other thing,
sharp
because
today.
You raised a question that wasn't focused so much at the mayor as the council, and I want to just give you just a quick update. The community survey used to be done by the auditor's office. It is now going to be done by the independent budget office. And as you know, a number of people on council fought hard to make sure the budget office is independent and operates independently. They are issuing what's called a RFQ, a request for qualifications, I think this week or next week, to hire a polling firm, a professional outfit that does scientific survey work. I did not find the survey particularly helpful at budget time because it didn't help me decide what we would do if they do forced choices. One of the things I'd like to see is a survey where the public is telling us what they care about, if they had one extra dollar to invest, where they would invest it, as well as giving us grades in how we're running our bureau. So if you have thoughts for how you think that survey can be improved, would you stop by and talk to Jamie in my office?
One very brief thing. The most intelligent thing I ever heard said about data was old Uncle Joe Stalin.
Right.
He said it's not those who vote that determine the outcome of an election, it's those who count the votes.